Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, along with Bubble Boy in the studio. And then via the web, we have my good friend Casey. My dive instructor from back in the day, literally the beginning of Scuba Radio. He was there to witness it all and predict its imminent demise. But here we are 19 years later. So that's impressive. Also,
I am very impressed.
Yeah, well, thank you, Casey. Also, Jerry the Diver Guy from Mountain Divers in the mountains of Virginia is with us.
What's going on?
He cracks us up, as always. And if that weren't enough, you know, now we're joined by Vinny Two Tanks and the Scuba Cowboy. And Vinny, first off, before I start talking to Pup, I got to tell you, you know, you got some fan mail as well, to a certain extent. You know, earlier in the show, I mentioned how Jerry the Diver Guy got some viewer mail. Well, here's one for Vinny Two Tanks, and it says this is from Cosimo. I don't know where he's from, but he or she. And he says, Vinny Two Tanks should have a little bit more mafia personality. Instead of spearfishing, he whacks the fish. And maybe one day Greg can say that Vinny's not available because he's diving with the fishes. You know, it might add a little bit more oomph to your name, Vinny Two Tanks. What do you think about this, Vinny? You think this is good?
Well, I am. Yeah. Well, I am full-blooded Italian.
There you go. See?
Forget about it.
You got to work the accent in there a little. See, I didn't even know that. I guess I should. His name is Vinny. How many non-Italian people are named Vinny anyway?
True.
Not that many.
No. But we're glad to have you as part of the crew. And maybe you just need to work in there mafioso, where, you know, stuff a little bit more. Not that
legal.
You're connected.
I'll work on it.
I mean, you're part of our family, and I'm kind of like the Codfather, so. Right?
You know, when we go to Beneath the Sea, Vinny Two Tanks ought to be able to take us over to New York and show us around Little Italy.
Well, that's true. Do you have some contacts in that part of the world, Vinny, where you can kind of, you know, bring us in to visit with some of your friends? And
not really. I you know, my parents weren't from New York, so.
Oh, okay, so you're from the old country, so it wouldn't apply.
Well, my parents were born there. I was born here, but both of them are from Italy, so technically I'm pure blood.
Well, okay, all right. Well, so if we just say, hey, we're friends with Vinny Two Tanks, and we go up to a bar or something, like, okay, drinks on the house, whatever you want, take it, please.
Well, if they listen to your show, I'm sure they'll offer you
one. If they listen to our show, they won't allow us in the entrance. I mean, let's be real.
Oh.
Yeah, all right. So
I think I might have to argue the true blood, too. Vinny, I've seen you drinking for a week on a boat.
Yeah, true.
Oh,
I think it's a little thinned out at this point.
Oh, could be. Well, Explorer Event. That's the advantage of being on Explorer Ventures.
That's right.
Absolutely.
Where all the drinks are free when you're on the liveaboard trip. You know, Scuba Cowboy brings up a very valid point. It'll thin anyone's blood when you're not diving. So, but I don't know. You know, he's still part mafia or whatever. I don't know. Is that if you say that and just assume that, that's kind of like that's not very politically correct, is it, Vinny, or do you care?
What?
Yeah.
What?
Well,
what are you talking
about? I'm just trying to make sure I don't offend you or your heritage.
Oh, no. I am. It's actually the guy's right.
Let's just be clear. I honestly wouldn't care, but I'm just asking.
No, I kid.
Yeah, okay.
Greg, I'm a diver. Water rolls off my back.
Of course it does. Yeah, you got to be careful, though, because he might whack you.
Oh, yeah. in
seen
these
you
days,
swimming with the fishes, right?
Yeah, you got to be careful these
true,
days.
True.
Some people can't take a joke, you know.
Yes, well, I've heard of this. That's why they don't ever listen to this show. Thank God. All right, but the Scuba Cowboy, as you heard him chime in there, is with us from Denver. How are you, pup? What's up?
I'm absolutely fantastic. I live about an hour
outside of Denver.
Yeah,
yeah.
But out in the boonies.
Yeah, you live in the good parts of Colorado, right?
Exactly.
Snow on the ground, though, or what? How cold is it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, we got it warmed up today. The sun's out again. Snow's already melting. This is the routine we go through. But it did get cold yesterday. It was snowing when I went up to a gig about an hour away last night. But it ended up being a great turnout. People were like, hey, it's Friday night. We're going to party anyhow. So
sweet.
We had a great crowd.
Yeah. Now, I know you've been working on a lot of new music that you hope to debut here, maybe even in, as early as the Beneath the Sea show there in New Jersey at the end of, beginning of April. Our 19-year anniversary, April Fool's Day, is when that show kicks off this year. You've been working on that. But do you ever look at, and I know you're a fellow warm water wuss, and we were talking a little bit about cold water diving at the end of hour one. Have you ever been tempted to dive locally there in your part of the world, being a warm water wuss that I know you are, or what? What do you think?
I got to say no in Colorado. First of all, no one's really approached me with anything that floated my boat as far as, you know, got me excited. Now, I have done some cold water. As you know, I did Iceland. I did Michigan this last year.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the Great Lakes wrecks and stuff like that. So I'm all about if there's a reason to get cold and it's worthwhile, I'll do that. But here in Colorado, honestly, I'd rather just see the fish on the end of my line and bring them home to eat.
So, well, that's understandable.
I can't imagine what there would be that would be worth diving. I know we do have one reservoir where there's an old city underneath, but I think it's too deep. I think it's technical diving. So
what do you
I don't
mean?
Really there's think a, there's anything in it.
There's an old city buried by, well, I mean, underwater in Colorado?
Yeah, they flooded a valley. Yeah, they flooded a mountain town. They flooded the whole valley and basically buried an old little mining city. Yeah, you bet.
Interesting. So it's like the lost city
Blue
of
Mesa
Atlantis?
Reservoir.
Yeah,
pretty much. I don't know that anything got lost other than a bunch of old boards, but it's cold water, so I would imagine stuff
it's preserved.
Is very well preserved.
It'd be
very
like
well
one of those ghost town type places, wouldn't it? Wouldn't it be kind of like...
exactly.
Wow. But it's underwater.
Yeah. It's underwater, but I think it's 150 plus most of it, from what I understand. So that's what I'm saying. I think it's more technical diving. It's not really that shallow. It's a deep reservoir. I mean, of course, out here, that's how we make lakes. We don't have lots of small natural lakes, but the big reservoirs are all where they dammed up a valley and did it to save water, you know.
I understand. Okay. And, well, you mentioned the Great Lakes. When did you dive the Great Lakes last year? I don't remember that.
I went up and played a festival, and I actually got my dry suit certification from Great Lakes Dive Center and what have you. They had me up there as a guest, and I had a great time, yeah.
Where was I?
And I
don't remember this story.
I don't know. I thought I was on the show around there or after there, or maybe where it was right before it, but I did the St. Lawrence River. I did, like, way down, like, past Detroit, where it's, like, kind of murk diving, you know, muck diving almost, but you find all these really cool old bottles and stuff, and actually the people that invited me out there had found this. That's what this festival is all about. They found this, like, 100-year-old bottle that these two teenage girls threw off of a party boat 100 years ago, and the owner of the dive shop found it a couple of years ago, and they started this whole festival as a celebration of this around this bottle.
Now wait, 100 years ago, how did they know it was two teenagers and that it was a party boat? How would they know?
Because it was the Taj Mahal, which was known for taking people up and down the river for parties. And basically these two girls wrote down their names and the date and everything and stuck a note in a bottle, and it was still preserved in the bottom of the river when he found it.
Wow. And they said, we're two teenagers
they had to put their names and everything. Yeah. Yeah,
wow.
They said we're on the Taj Mahal having a great time, whatever. Yeah. It's a big deal. If you Google it, you'll see it. Taj Mahal Days.
Taj Mahal Days.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't remember that. Maybe you shared that story when we're on one of those Explore Adventure liveaboard trips when the booze was free.
That could have been
a little after the day of diving and, you know, memory brand, you know, those cells are the first to go, those memory ones. Anyway, yeah. That sounds like an interesting little thing. You got any diving on the books that I'm not aware of that, you know, I've been mentioning already on the show, or are you kind of in planning mode yourself there?
I'm in a lot of planning mode, but for sure, you know, I'm doing the cruise, and I'll, of course, be diving off that when I don't have a guitar in my hand.
Right, that's actually
at the pit stops.
A cruise ship, and what are the dates of that, by the way? If anyone listening wants to join you on a cruise ship with a scuba cowboy and a bunch of other, it's a parrot head thing.
Trop rock artist, yeah. Yeah,
trop rock,
yeah, it's a whole parrot head thing, yeah.
Wait, when is that again? And, April?
It's April 16th, yeah.
All right, so it's right after BTS, a couple weeks after Beneath the Sea in New Jersey. And if you email pup at pup, pup at thescubacowboy.com, right?
Yeah, pup at pupmorse.com.
Oh, at pupmorse. There you go. There, yep. You can get all the details for the Trop Rock cruise that he's going to be on. That'll be cool. All right, we got
then
more.
Well,
just hold on. We got to take a quick commercial break. We're going to try to connect with Abington, who's in St. Croix. We'll see if we can make that happen next. Much, much more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive. Oh, what made you finally decide to sell?
Moving to the Cayman Islands.
Oh, that'll be a change from Seattle.
Gee, you think?
Yeah, they have great scuba diving down there. You scuba?
Do I look like I scuba? I'm lucky I don't need a tank to breathe on land.
How I wish you were here. We're just two lost souls swimming in a fishbowl. Year after year.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. You know, that little clip mentioned the Cayman Islands. And over the holidays, I did a little reading. Yeah, believe it or not, I actually do read every now and then. And I was given this book at the DEMA show by someone who introduced me to a lady named Gay Morse. It's called So You Want to Live on an Island. And I think this was written about 10, 15 years ago. But it's about her experiences on Little Cayman at a cool little resort, Pirates Point Resort in the Cayman Islands in Little Cayman. Very good reading, and I suggest you go check it out. So You Want to Live on an Island by Gay Morse. Very entertaining reading about what it's like to live and work at a dive resort in the Cayman Islands. So we'll probably talk to Gay here and connect with those folks and actually talk to them firsthand on an upcoming edition of The Big Show. So make sure you listen for that. However, right now, we're going to talk about some dive news you can use. And to help me out with that would be Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe, who is on Scuba Radio right now. Dan, welcome. How are you? And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Greg, and happy Saturday.
Thanks. Absolutely. For having me on. Yes, you got it. No problem. So, you know, we did this new post at scubaradio.com on the dive news you can use section right there under dive blogs. And you guys have a really cool announcement that you've just launched some new packaging for Reef Safe sunscreen, correct? Is that how it is?
Correct.
Yeah.
It's after 2.5 years of testing and making sure it all works, we have launched a bioresin bottle that is 100% plant-derived, so plant. No petrochemicals.
Okay, so you know what's cool about Reef Safe is not only is the sunscreen biodegradable and you know it breaks down so it doesn't settle down on the reef and kill it, which is what we don't want as divers especially, but now not only does the sunscreen biodegrade, but the bottles that hold the sunscreen biodegrade the same way, but still hold the sunscreen safely and that kind of thing. Is that what you're saying or what? Or what?
No,
is it? Or recycle,
certainly. The first time we tried to use biodegradable resin, the bottle would melt.
Oh, right, right.
It biodegrades. The sun would provide UV, which is the energy, and, of course, the moisture, you know, at the beach or the pool or in, out on the ocean,
right,
would make the bottle not last until you used all your sunscreen. So,
right, I gotcha. It'd like melt or turn into a gooey mess.
Yeah.
But exactly. Oh, the new packaging is recyclable. That's what we're saying, right?
It is sustainable, renewable.
Right.
So
okay.
The plastic is the resin that they make the bottles out of is not made from petrochemicals. It's made from plants.
Hmm.
So, okay. You know, there's a 75%, I believe, less carbon footprint in the recycling process.
Yeah.
So it's a cleaner form of packaging for the earth.
There you go. So, and that's what, you know, they're always trying to do there at Tropical Seas is create these products that are not only good for you, but good for the planet as well. So you got to give them props in that regard. And they've been dealing with a lot of crap behind the scenes. It's, you know, we've talked about it in the past, and I know you're working on some new stuff that we have, another few weeks, we're going to have a big, big announcement with some other research you've been doing. I guess we can leave it at that, right, Dan, for now?
I think, we'll keep them in suspense for another couple of weeks.
Exactly.
But it's all great news.
It's good news for sure.
For the corals, it's great news for the humans that are using Reef Safe, because Reef Safe does its job. It protects you from the sun. It protects our ocean and its inhabitants.
Absolutely. And that's really why you started making it in the first place, to give us a product that us divers could use that protect ourselves and protect the underwater environment. Well, it's great stuff. I mean, what else you got going for the new year? Do you got some other new products that are launching here at the beginning of the year online and stuff too? Or people just need to go to the website and see for themselves or what, Dan?
Yeah, the Gnarly Head Detangling Conditioner we came out with last year has taken off so well. The demand was there for a shampoo that biodegrades and a few other products. So if they want to check that out at the website, they can.
And that would be tropicalseas.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah, tropicalseas.com. Gnarly Head. I just love the name of that. You know,
thank you.
Yeah. All right. So they got a whole line of stuff, and then shirts, and they're doing a few other little things too that you can check out on the website. But it's good stuff indeed. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. I'll let you get back to your Saturday afternoon, and appreciate the update. And we'll get a plan to do some diving. Maybe we need to just plan a trip where you come diving with us. What do you think of that?
Let's go shark diving.
Have you done that before? Is shark diving kind of on your list, and you just haven't done it yet, or what?
I did it once in the Bahamas, but I'd love to do it again.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun. So maybe we can get together and do that.
Well, maybe. That could work. And now you're over in the Tampa area as well, right? Because we have Casey. Why do I always get that mixed up? Where are you at exactly with the Reef Safe?
180 degrees the other way. We're over in Daytona.
Daytona. Okay. All right. So, I mean, but have you dove off of Daytona, or you head further south down to like Palm Beach and stuff and dive when you do?
Palm Beach and the Keys. Yeah. There's not much to dive in Daytona.
Well, it's just like the West Coast. You got to go far offshore to get to some of the dive sites. So you might as well just, you know, hop in your car, drive down to, you know, West Palm and spend less time on the boat. As opposed to on a boat, you know, and dealing with the seas and having to go 20 miles offshore.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Totally agree with that one.
Yeah,
so,
I hear you.
Okay.
All right, cool. Well, you enjoy your Saturday. We'll be in touch, my friend.
Have a great weekend.
There you go. Dan from Reef Safe for tropicalseas.com, the makers of Reef Safe. Great product. And, you know, I'm like a walking testimonial for this stuff. I mean, I've been to the dermatologist. They have so many things frozen off. It's ridiculous. I mean, I hate it. I can't stand it. But I'll tell you what, if it wasn't for sunscreen, I couldn't probably dive because I have to lather up to protect myself, even to the level, you know, that I do, which sometimes isn't quite enough. And it's good to be able to use a product that actually biodegrades and won't hurt the reef. And I'll be honest, before I started talking to Dan a few years ago, I had no idea sunscreen was even an issue for the reefs. But, you know, when you think about it, it's like, you know, he created that product when he saw that oily residue after, you know, some divers and swimmers had jumped in the water and you see that oil slick that would develop on the surface of the water. Everybody's seen it.
I've tried it a couple of times since we got the free samples at the dive show.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good stuff. And you know, it's kind of nice to know you're using a product that is not going to leave that oil slick out there for the, you know, animal life. And it's delicious. Okay. Bubble Boy has tasted it. I don't think that's recommended.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
So, Bubble Boy, you found one on the Tropical Seas website. What is that?
Oh, they have a Reef Safe Mermaid Tail 16-ounce Tervis Tumbler.
A Tervis Tumbler. That's right. Dan had sent me one of those for Christmas.
That's pretty
cool.
So,
I got that mermaid. And you stole it, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, right. They also have mermaid calendars as well.
Oh, wait. I got to find that.
Yeah. They got mermaid calendars, all kinds of cool stuff there. ReefSafe.com or I should say TropicalSeas.com. The makers of Reef Safe, and they, you know, they do some cool stuff, Tervis. You were saying we ought to get a Scuba Radio Tervis Tumbler. I don't really get that whole thing. I mean, I they work great. These Tervis Tumblers are great, but I don't know what's the big rave.
That's all I drink out of, Greg.
Really? You won't drink out of anything else?
Yeah, because it holds the heat, and if you have an ice drink, it doesn't like leave rings on your table.
So
it stays colder longer.
Stays colder longer. So if you're not going to drink out of the bottle, which is what you typically do,
that's usually
a Tervis Tumbler. Okay. Well, maybe we'll add that to the list of Chotsky things that we need to get made for Scuba Radio. I mean, it is that time of year where I start to look at cool little products and things like that we could throw our logo on and write off for a tax thing, maybe. You know what I'm saying?
It sticks around for a while, too, you know.
I've been trying to do that for a car, but that hadn't really worked. Or boat, you know, dive gear, that kind of stuff. But a Tervis Tumbler is probably more realistic.
I'll maybe take the big Scuba Radio magnet on your thing there and put it on my Jeep. How's that?
Well, you could do that, but I don't think that would allow you to write it off, though, would it?
No.
Yeah, I don't think. You could try, and then we'd visit you in jail. Which would be a nice little road trip in between, you know, something to, you know, spend time wasting our surface interval.
Like you haven't had to do that before.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Well, we've been trying to connect with Abington and St. Croix, but I have a feeling their Wi-Fi service is just not going to cooperate. So I don't know. We're going to give it one more try. If not, we'll talk with the crew here that are scattered all across the country. West Coast of Florida, the mountains of Virginia, Colorado. We got them all over. And we'll talk to them next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Bulavinaka, I'm Maggie Khan of Matava Eco Resort, Nadeva Kandavu, south of the Pacific Islands in Fiji. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to scuba diving. And now here's a guy, I got liquored up enough to put on a grass skirt. Greg the Dive Master.
Greg, you wicked girl.
What do you mean? I'm not a girl. I'm sometimes wicked, maybe. All right, Bubba Boy's in the studio with me. We have the Scuba Cowboy, who was on that trip with Maggie in Fiji. And I think he was wearing a grass skirt, too, from what I remember. Does that ring a bell there, Pup, or did you block that out for obvious reasons? Yeah, you think?
Skirt, you looked a little rough in it, but I looked awesome.
You look good in a grass skirt is what you're trying to say.
I did, yeah. I looked, I could have been Tarzan, man.
Okay, if you say so. There's pictures that I would, I don't know. Yeah, there's perks, pictures out on there on the web that people can make their own decisions. Who looks better in a grass skirt? Which I can't believe I actually said that out loud, you know?
Yes, you did. Thank you for that. Not.
Yeah. But you'd like to go recreate that magic one more time, wouldn't you, in Fiji? If it meant going to the Fiji and putting on a grass skirt, you would do it. If that was like
I would like to do it 100 more times, not one more time. I would like to do it 1,000 more times. Well, yes, my favorite place on the planet, right there.
Okay, but I mean, just so we're clear, you would like to go to Fiji. You wouldn't necessarily like to put on a grass skirt for, you know, 1,000 times.
Correct.
Okay.
But I would happily do it to go to Fiji.
Okay. What if you had to walk through the airport and board the airplane in a grass skirt and coconuts, and that got you a trip to Fiji? Would you do it? Would you be
absolutely?
Well, you wouldn't even hesitate.
Not even hesitate, man. For a trip to Fiji, done.
Jerry,
we didn't do the coconuts. Let's clarify that though. The pictures will show the mermaids did the coconuts, and they actually went out. And as I recall, with the two mermaids we had, it took them several tries to get large enough coconuts, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, there was that, yes.
Yes, yeah, there was that
some
issue.
Problems with
but,
that.
But we did not do the coconuts. I think you might have worn them once, although you did get hung from a fish hook upside down. I do recall that part.
Yeah, but that's just what we do. I mean,
that's what you do.
That's just what you do on vacation. Who doesn't do that? Come on.
Right, right.
But, yeah, I don't know. It'd be interesting. Does everybody on the show today, they would be willing to do that, wear a grass skirt and coconuts, board an airplane to Fiji in L.A.?
Sure.
Okay, Jared. Sure. Vinny, what do you think? Vinny?
Well, if I get another Allet wallet.
An Allet wallet? You'd want an Allet wallet so it wouldn't create a bulge in your grass skirt? Is that what you're...
Greg,
well,
no
last time, the last time you had me do something stupid, I got an Allet wallet.
Okay. Well, I was kind of saying, like, if it meant you getting a trip to Fiji, but if you'd rather have a wallet, and that's all it takes
no.
for getting you in a
no,
grass
No, I think
curtain.
That Fiji trip sounds good.
Greg, for Fiji,
I'll do reverse. The Fiji trip with the grass skirt and coconuts. Does Scuba Radio pay for the drinks?
No, not at all. But when you're flying to Fiji, the airline gives you free drinks. They don't chintz like they do on these stateside carriers. You know, you get all kinds of free drinks,
wow,
and socks and all kinds of, like, a toothbrush. They give you all kinds of freebies on these flights when you're flying to Fiji. It's quite impressive and kind of annoying for us folks in the U.S. that don't get any of that stuff unless we have to pay for it. All right, so I'll keep that in mind, and, you know, that might lend itself to some fun here in the future, because sometimes I do have to take crew members along with me, and maybe I've been letting, you know, people like Mermaid Tiff and Pup off the hook a little bit too much. Maybe I need to make them do something a little bit like that. You like this idea, Pup? I'm starting to think like, wow, have I missed the great opportunity?
I'm thinking it's a great idea. I'm thinking, where's the schedule? That's what I want to know. Okay. Let's make it happen.
All right.
Absolutely. Let's make it happen. I got other trips already scheduled.
We're just going to do this for my own amusement is where this is coming from, though. You do.
Can I get Scuba Radio printed on my coconuts?
You could. I'm trying to think. Is this going to be good marketing?
I'm thinking
it's not going to make anyone want to see him anymore, though.
That's right. That's what I'm trying to go over this in my head. Like, is this good, bad, or?
I don't think it's a good idea.
Hey, I have a lovely bunch of coconuts.
Guys, you got to
so
be careful.
So you tell yourself.
Yeah.
Yes. Greg's known for his last-minute wardrobe changes. You may have to wear like a thong of poison sumac.
Hey. That's not a bad idea. Hmm. Boy, that would be fun. See, these are the things we do to amuse ourselves on our surface intervals as divers, right? I mean, at least me.
How maybe bad do you want to go?
Maybe I'm the only twisted individual. Hey, I did tweet out last week, by the way. You know, holidays are a little slow business-wise, I get a little bit more time to just kind of dig in and catch up with some, emails and things. Somebody had sent me a notice from the production crew at Sharknado, and they have released the first poster for Sharknado 4. Have you guys seen that? See my tweet? I tweeted the picture out there.
Not more Sharknados. Please, yeah. God, no more Sharknados.
No, there's a Sharknado 4. Golly, what was it? They actually had a slug line for it, but it was just a poster, typical like the other Sharknados, but... I tweeted the poster artwork out to everyone and just with a little caption like, God help us, that kind of thing. But I haven't decided, or I should say they haven't decided what they're doing about casting for Sharknado 4 yet. Chances are they're going to be filming February, March time frame. That's generally what they did for the last one. It'll come out in July on Sci-Fi. I was not killed off in Sharknado 3, so I have reached out to the director and attempted to friend him on Facebook. So I did find out he doesn't have me blocked, so at least I got that going for me.
Yet.
But I told him...
Did you tell him you have a crew that usually follows you around?
You mean like those small little feeder fish that kind of follow me around when I'm cruising through the water?
Yeah, you could call them feeder fish or, tag-alongs or hanger-ons.
Remoras. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. An entourage of remoras. Sucker fish. Suckers. I think suckers probably. Just leave it at that. But anyway, no, I didn't.
And we'll wear coconuts and grass skirts in the shoot.
Yeah. Hey, you know what? He might actually dig that. That would actually go over well in Sharknado, wouldn't it? A bunch of dudes in grass skirts and coconuts.
Listen to Jimmy Buffett.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I suggested to him, I said, look, I know you guys are working on Sharknado 4. You didn't kill me off in 3, so I am available. Feel free to reach out to my agent, which is really me, by the way, and find out if I'm available. But... And not only that, I asked him, I said, hey, look, and why don't you work in some diving element into Sharknado 4? And I bet you he would. He'd love to. But you know what the problem is? Anybody have an answer to this? What do you think? Why wouldn't they not create a diving element into Sharknado 4? Any suggestions?
Not a lot of Sharknados underwater.
Well, okay, yeah. What are you going to bring reality into a movie like that? Are you kidding me, Casey?
A shark vortex.
No. Why not, though? Why do you think? What will keep them doing from a dive scene?
We could be sucked up in a water column.
Ah, see? We got plenty of ideas. Now, here's the reason. It costs too damn much money.
Yeah.
They we're talking about a low-budget production. They give them nothing.
We all have GoPros. We could our footage.
Maybe we need to shoot our own Sharknado.
That's right.
And do a Sharknado how we would do it, or how we would like to incorporate a diving element into the Sharknado thing. Like, yeah, well, it wouldn't be a Sharknado. It would be a whirlpool. What a shark.
A punami?
Okay, it could be a punami where a whale defecates in the path of a swimming diver that is downstream of such an unfortunate event. I don't know, maybe.
I actually saw that happen to you, Greg. Except it was a manta ray.
It was a manta ray, so that was...
Yes. It did happen, though. I was there. I have witness, you know.
Yeah, I know. He has video of it and the whole thing. But, you know, I think he was just happy to see me. I mean, I just, you know.
I think he scared the crap out of
me. Yeah, maybe. Yeah,
that sounds like a scene we could put in the movie.
Yeah. Well, you have to work in some kind of underwater tornado or vortex, like you said, or a whirlpool type of thing. I mean, or down current or something.
We'll all swim around in circles really fast.
Yeah, like you're in a pool when you're a kid and you created your own little whirlpool thing. Yeah, in your
backyard
pool.
There you go.
Why couldn't they have a scene, Greg, where like Scuba Radio is actually in the movie and we're doing like a shark conservation thing and the whole crew gets eaten?
Wow, that would be a great message to send. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It was an idea, a poor one at that. But we'll see what happens.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Have you been putting off your next dive because you can't locate your PADI certification card? Chances are it's been a while since your last dive and you need to refresh your scuba skills. When you take the all-new PADI Reactivate course, you can do both. Designed to give divers the confidence to get back in the water, PADI Reactivate will refresh the fundamental scuba skills you need to jump back in. Contact a PADI Dive Center, resort, or instructor and sign up for PADI Reactivate today.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Why do you tell Stanley that I have asthma? Because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, Tim emailed us, said, just wanted to say thanks. Got the contact information from Mermaid Isabella. She came through with some information I needed for a presentation for my local college in Michigan. Way to go, Scuba Radio! Well, yeah, you're welcome, Tim. No worries. Isabella was a mermaid that we put through her hazing ceremony or initial interview process. Took place last week on the show, and he had asked us off of the air to put us in contact because she said she was going through a dive program, North Florida, I believe, somewhere. Anyway, no, in Michigan, right? Bubble Boy in the werewolf. Anyway, we hooked him up. So if you ever hear anything on the show and you have questions, feel free to email us through the website. Contact form there at scubaradio.com. We'll be glad to get you the information that you so desire. Also, a little program note, or kind of a cool thing. We've actually been working on this for a couple months, but it worked well early last year. But for some reason, our iHeartMedia, our iHeart.com channel of distribution got messed up. But it has been resolved finally. It is fixed. And you can get the shows through iHeartMedia, iHeart.com, you know, and iTunes and all that kind of crazy online stuff. But whether you're listening live or to the podcast, you know, the archives go up as a podcast right after we do the live show every Saturday, 3 to 5. Whatever channel you're listening through, feel free to do so and share with your friends. But also remember that the fastest and most efficient way to do so is right there at scubaradio.com, because it all funnels out through there. And whatever's most convenient for you, whether it's iHeart or you know, TuneIn Radio or, you know, iTunes, whatever, you know, you have access to the show. But more and more people are choosing that outlet. But we've got all these new radio stations, so there's so much new stuff going on as far as the people we're reaching with the show. We do appreciate you listening, and we appreciate the feedback, as negative as it is at times. We appreciate it.
I have a question about the radio.
Yes. What would that be, Casey? What is your question?
I know we're going out worldwide now on Radio America.
Yes.
But indeed. How do we find out the radio, being old, I'll say, dial or digital setting for Radio America?
Well, all you have to do is scan the dial. Just listen to your local market. If you tune in, it's going to be live Saturday, 3 to 5 Eastern time. Just take a quick scan through the dial on the AM talk station dial. That's generally
AM.
Yeah, generally we're on talk stations across the country. And, you know, there are a couple FMs that do that as well. But most of them are AM talk stations across the U.S. So, you know, just tune in any Saturday 3 to 5, and you might just stumble across Scuba Radio in your local market, that kind of thing. And if not...
Great. Well, I want to be able to tell people how to listen to us on their radio if they're driving.
Yes. Well, if they're doing that, once again, you can do that on your phone now, too. So that's the thing. The way to stay most up to date with the show is to listen. Once you find the show, is to start downloading it to your phone or whatever, and just do it like that. And then you can listen to a bunch of shows at once. That's what we find people do. And then what happens when on the radio side of things? Sure, people are listening while they're in the car and they stumble across the show, but usually they end up tuning in and become a little bit more active in that regard. But whatever, however you listen. It doesn't matter. We just appreciate you, that you're there and you've decided to spend a few minutes with us. It's a good thing, right, guys? All we're doing is talking about our favorite thing, which is diving. Well, okay, second favorite thing. if we talked about the other one, then we wouldn't be here. So,
well, we could do that underwater, too.
Well, okay. Let's just leave it alone.
Okay.
But everybody knows what I mean, I think. So,
Greg, speaking of listening, my son... Ethan and his friend Landon has stopped playing video games today to listen to the show live.
Are you kidding me? Wow. We've actually we're on the verge of corrupting tomorrow's youth or today's youth.
Yes.
Oh, that's sweet.
We're getting them.
Yeah. Yay. Well, you know, we're reaching out through those phones and all those things they punch their fingers on anyway. They might as well listen to something constructive or something to pass the time.
I wouldn't go that far.
It's either us or Angry Birds. What are you going to do? Right? Maybe.
We're kind of like Angry Birds,
yeah,
really.
Exactly. We don't fly. We're underwater and, you know, that kind of thing. But yeah. Yep. So, yeah.
Angry penguins.
Glad to have done our part.
So it's dodo birds.
Or contributed to, you know, the destruction of, you know, tomorrow, the next generation.
Blue-footed boobies.
Yeah.
Angry turds.
What do you mean by blue-footed boobies? What's wrong with
Angry birds.
Well, okay. Yeah.
That dive.
Mm, all right. Yeah, they do. Okay. Blue footed.
I thought he was talking about Smurfette for a minute there.
Maybe
it was a stretch.
You just stopped it at boobs that dive. That might be more.
Smurfette, Papa Smurf.
More appropriate for this crew.
No, Smurfette.
Yeah. Well, could be. All right. Well, is anybody doing any diving this week? What about you, Vinny? Is the weather good off the left coast this week or not so much?
I might go diving the 23rd to Catalina, but I've got a February 2nd. I'm leaving for 4 weeks to go to the Philippines, so I'm booked the whole month of February.
By the way, do you know if you're going to see the Thresher Sharks in the Philippines? We were talking about that earlier in the show. I forgot to ask you about that. You know, they got Thresher Sharks, but you got to get up like at 3 o'clock in the morning to be there when they're doing their cleaning station thing. Does that sound appealing to you, or you're like, no, too early?
They plan it. I'll be there.
Okay, if they plan the Thresher Sharks early in the morning, which that's the only time you can do it, Vinny Two Tanks will be there to witness it and report back to us right here on the Big Show. That's cool. He's going to mark it off the list, and we're happy that he gets to and can tell us about it because it's just too damn early. All right, we'll end it on that. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Bubba Boy?
Down where it's wetter.
Save diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.